My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
One of the guys in my new fantasy league heard me talking to Scott Barrett about getting that F grade at Yahoo. And I don't know. I hope I didn't sound like I've got it. I don't mean that. I just thought, that makes sense. Because if you don't go by their rankings, why would they give you a good grade? Like, that seems like pretty obvious. We'll have to take our chances there. Welcome back. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is off this week. Very excited to be joined by Greg Rousseau of the Bills on the West Shore Hotline. Greg, I'm Mike. Nice to talk to you. How was practice?
Yo, what's up, Mike? It was a good day. It was a good day at work.
Are you into regular season mode? Do practices change after, the last couple of days when cuts happen?
Not for me, for real. I mean, I know I got to go out there and do my job at a high level, so nothing really changes for me, depending on the time of year.
Okay. How do you feel physically? How has the summer been?
It's been great. It's been great. Just been up here, getting better, putting in the work, and trying to help the team win this fall. So I'm excited for next week.
Does it feel different this year, Greg, with the players, key core guys who have left? That's been a lot of what we've been talking about. I think the media and the fans talk about with this year's Bills. Sure. Do you notice it?
No, not really. Just because, with us doing it, just trying to do our jobs, and I know me personally, it's really tunnel vision out there. Like, it's like, how could I worry about the offense? You know what I'm saying? How would that help me do my job better if I'm worried about, who's not playing, who left, you know what I'm saying? Or me worried about the secondary. I just know I got trust in the other 10 guys that are on the field with me. And I know I got trust in the rest of the whole entire team, too. But I know I try to just lock in on just focusing on small stuff. It makes it easier rather than seeing, big picture and all the other stuff.
Yeah, no, that can be just for us to do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll talk about the changes to the roster, but what you say makes perfect sense. It's probably best, to just what you can control and don't worry about what you can't.
Yeah, it makes it easier. Like, it's just like, oh, I'm coming here, got to focus on my hands or my get off my eyes. Like, it's less stress on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, maybe that answers my next question, too. I don't know. But I thought maybe this year might seem different in a leadership capacity. As you get older and some other veterans leave, I'm not sure there'd be anything specific you'd be asked to do in this way. But maybe it's just more implied and you sort of sense that, you're one of the veterans now.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I feel that leadership, a lot of it goes with leading by example, it's good to talk, but also at the same time, making sure you're about your stuff and you're doing everything in your power to play a ball at a high level. I feel like when you see that as a younger guy, I know me personally, it's inspiring. So coming in and seeing dudes like Josh and just the way that they work and the way they approach it is I got to be on point. I got to be on my stuff because I'm in the locker room with him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like and stepping up as a leader comes with time for sure. And also just your reputation and what you can do out there on Sundays.
Are you satisfied with how much work you got in the preseason? That's another thing we talk about with veterans all the time is how much they should play. Do you feel good about how much playing time you got?
Yeah, I feel good about it. I feel like it was good to get out there and just and move around and get some rushes in and be out there with the guys. like especially like in the away game, just so you can get your routine down and mm-hmm. how you prepare for an away game and night game. It was pretty cool.
That's good. Greg Rousseau with me. I'm Mike Shope. This is WGR. Well, you're definitely in the moment. You're telling me that, and I can tell. That's good. I would like to ask you a couple questions about, you know, your background and your career, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I talked to Ray Davis earlier this week, and I was sort of reading up on him and, of course, running back. But he played some linebacker in high school. I didn't talk about that with him. I just remember it. And reading on you, I know you played some wide receiver in high school, and I'm trying to picture that. I don't know how big you were at that time, but what was that experience like?
It was a lot of fun for real. I was tall, but I was a lot skinnier. I was like mm-hmm. probably like 200 pounds, but I used to go out there and just catch fade balls all day, run deep routes, a couple screens here and there, just to keep the defense honest. And yeah, we won a state championship, so it was fun as hell. It was super fun.
I had a guest on earlier today talking about fantasy football. We were talking about Keon Coleman, and he said that this, I don't know if the numbers were exactly right. He said that in one high school season, Greg, Coleman had 42 catches for 38 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's absurd. That's crazy.
I mean, were you in the end zone all the time in that's state champions?
Yeah, not as much as that.
not 38.
No, not even close.
How did it sort of take shape for you?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Playing the position that you were drafted to play. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of great athletes like yourself who play both ways in high school. It may even be pretty common. What goes into sort of a player like yourself, and maybe this is a typical example or maybe not, ending up playing, you know, the position you ended up playing in the league?
When I went into college, I knew I was going to play defense. So it was a pretty smooth transition for me to come to the league playing defensive end, because, I mean, that's all I played in college, and I had a real good season my redshirt freshman year.
Right.
So, yeah.
But the U seems to be a pretty trendy choice this year, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I like what I see from them. They're looking good. I'm excited for the game coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, maybe they're back. Maybe University of Miami is back. Well,
I'm not going to jinx it. You know what I'm saying? I hope so, though.
Maybe I'll just say that. Okay, so you know, this time of year, we're talking a lot about injuries. I guess today, from what I heard, and I'll have Sal Capaccio on in a little bit, that maybe you guys are trending up as a team when it comes to injuries. Of course, you have a few guys, but like at the safety position and others, you've had Curtis Samuel, perhaps. Maybe things are looking up.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it's part of the game. You know, whatever the time of year is, training camp, preseason, regular season injuries come up here and there, and it's all about dudes just stepping up, and also just dudes working hard to get back healthy, just like I know all the dudes here do, and I've done it before, so yeah.
And one more easy one for you, Greg. So again, like, this is sort of the theme of our conversation, just staying in the moment and all of that. Out here, you know, it's the Super Bowl, it's the playoffs, it's, you know, the Bills have been so close, you know, and successful, but then bowing out in the second round here a few times. I guess, you know, and this might be you and maybe all your teammates, best not to look ahead like that.
Yeah, I say it is, because, like, You can't play the regular season without playing the preseason. You can't play in the playoffs without winning a certain amount of games in the regular season. So you can never really put the carriage, you know what I'm saying, in front of the horse. You got to, like, take it day by day. And it might be boring or monotonous, but you got to break it down to, like, if I'm practicing on a Friday, like, how can I have the best practice to help me play the best game Sunday, or if I have a Saturday walkthrough, how can I walk through the right way on Saturday to get my mind right mentally so I can go out there and produce and play good and play high-level football on Sunday. When you break it down, it's easier. When you look at that big picture, man, it's convoluted. It's a lot. There's a lot of moving pieces. It's too much to focus on. You just got to focus on, like, you only have one day that's promised, and that's the day that you woke up on. You know what I'm saying? The only day promised for me right now is today. So that's the way I look at it. I know a lot of my teammates kind of had the same vibe towards it.
That's good. Can you at least, though, I mean, as the fans will be doing, looking ahead to next Sunday, I mean, it's such a long wait. We're in here talking about you guys like every single day. I'm practically just completely spent doing that. It's not, you know, real work, but still. But you can probably hear the crowd, you know, maybe you get a great weather day, week one, Arizona. It's coming quick.
Yeah, no, it's coming quick for sure. And I know I'm excited for it. I know the whole entire organization is excited for it. It's always a great atmosphere. The fans always bring the juice whenever we're in Orchard Park. So, I mean, it's hell of, I love 1 o'clock games, too. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait.
Very good. Well, it's nice to know you, Greg. Good luck this year.
For sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Greg Rousseau on the Wester Hotline. Beck, what a specimen. I mean, I'm not around the players like I used to be, but I remember when I started to cover the Bills, just like these guys. I think, like, how could you block a guy like that? Or how could you tackle somebody that, like, just, sometimes my thoughts turn to that, thinking about players. That all sounds right. You wouldn't want the Bills to be thinking about the second round, or necessarily even players like Rousseau thinking about the fact that Trey White isn't there, or whatever. Like, why would that help him, as he said? Pretty good. Didn't get any fantasy questions in. Not that he would be thinking about that at all. Of course, it's all I think about, pretty much. And I wish I were kidding. I wish that weren't true, but it kind of is. Talking to Scott Barrett. Yeah, he had that stat earlier today on Coleman. I don't know if it's right, but it sounds pretty amazing. Wouldn't it be true, like, most guys would play, athletes on that level would play offense and defense? And I'm curious, like, in each case, sort of how it gets decided, you know, which side they play. Is it always their choice? No. I mean, depends on maybe how a coach or some sort of other person in your life thinks maybe you're best suited, and then recruiters who might see you, you know, different traits or different possibilities for you as a college player. Super cool. Good for Greg Rousseau. Doing well. Sal's coming up at 5. I'm going to break here, and we'll have Sal Capaccio coming up at the top of the hour. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.